Have you heard of the little church that could? Join Pastor Bob Enyart at Denver Bible Church for Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., worship service from 10:50 until noon, and our Sunday evening Bible study at 6 p.m. Located at Two Roads School at 7180 Oak Street in Arvada, Colorado. Join us on Sundays as we study the meat of the Word of God, to worship our awesome Creator and to equip the saints for the service of the Lord.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob. Leslie Hanks, what are you laughing about? I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We got a lot going on today, right,
Me
Leslie?
Too. I hope I'm live here. I don't know that I am.
Yeah, you are on the air. Chuck Colson has passed away. Of course, we need to talk about that. He's with the Lord.
Amen.
And one of our personhood friends, Eric Metaxas, has been filling in for him.
He has on Breakpoint.
Breakpoint and part of the prison fellowship ministry.
That's right.
So Chuck Colson was the Nixon hatchet man.
Spent a little time in jail.
So we'll talk all about that. I read his book back in the 70s, Born Again, and then that led me to Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. And Chuck Colson, he's a bit of a liberal, really. He's not anymore. But he was against the death penalty, and he did that Manhattan Declaration.
Right.
He is a bit of a liberal, but he's with the Lord, so that's cured. But also, tomorrow is the anniversary, Leslie Hanks, of a tragic anniversary, of 45 years since Colorado's Republican Governor John Love signed a bill to decriminalize child killing in our state, but not for any reason, just for horrendous reasons.
Could there be a bigger irony than having the governor have a last name of Love to kill innocent children in the womb?
And being a Republican, and then followed 2 months later by the Republican governor of California, Ronald Reagan, of all great ironies and tragedies.
That's right.
So we need to talk about that and some of the things that have happened in the last 5 years since Colorado Right to Life hosted the 40 Years in the Wilderness. What a great, great thing that was.
That was a tremendous event.
Yes.
We were really honored and privileged to be able to host it with some of the stellar pro-life people in the country, Dr.
Yeah.
Alan Keyes and Judy Brown and Mary Reed Erbisch, one of the people who served so many valiant years with Colorado Right to Life early
on. That's absolutely there. She was there in 1967 trying to stop that first bill from becoming law. I spoke to her today. What an honor. She has an exhibit that's going to be on the west steps of the Capitol tomorrow, and it'll be there all day. But if anybody could go out at noon, I'm going to try to go there at noon. They'll have a special time in remembrance of the children who've been killed in the last 45 years here in Colorado, about 500,000 children here. To meet Mary Rita Erbisch, she's part of history, and she's one of the heroes that tried to stop this bloodshed.
That's right. And praise God, it's going to be beautiful weather again. So she should have a great time of fellowship with fellow pro-lifers. And hopefully it'll be a good turnout.
Yeah, I think so. It'll be a good time for sure. And then we'll need to talk about things that have happened since in the last 5 years, because that's really the birth of the modern personhood movement. The birth of the personhood movement since the 40 Years in the Wilderness event and the PBA ban and the Supreme Court ruling and all that nightmare. But great things have happened since. And speaking of great things, today in Oklahoma, the battle is raging. It is fierce. In Oklahoma, Leslie, at the Capitol and in the governor's office, thousands upon thousands of calls have gone in, emails. The press conferences have been getting larger with legislators and religious leaders, pastors, entire denominations represented, and they're calling for the Republicans to stop getting in the way of protecting unborn children and to bring this personhood bill to the floor for a vote.
That's right. The governor, Mary Fallon, is pro-life, and she would like to sign the bill, but for some crazy reason, we can't imagine why, there's obstructionism going on.
There sure is, and perhaps we'll hear from someone in Oklahoma during the next 25 minutes. But, Leslie, from what we're hearing, the battle is fierce in this effort. The pro-lifers in Oklahoma, praise God for them. They have not given up. They're fighting to get this to a vote because it's already passed the state Senate. It has passed the House committee. They've recommended a do pass status for the vote. There's apparently about 70 legislators who are ready to vote to stand up for the right to life of the unborn child. And it is the party leadership that is blocking personhood right now in Oklahoma. So, wow, this is a great job by our producer. We have, with the Abolitionist Society of Oklahoma, we have T. Russell Hunter. Russell, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Glad to talk to you.
Hey, Russell, you're on with the Vice President of Colorado Right to Life, Leslie Hanks, and I'm Bob Enyart, and we have been following what's going on in Oklahoma from here in Colorado. So could you please give our audience an update? What has been going on this week so far?
Well, I guess if you're following what's going on here, you're probably a little frustrated and disillusioned and kind of confused because it's a bunch of nutty stuff, actually.
Yeah.
I was just listening in on what you're saying, and the deal is we're waiting on our Republican elected representatives, and we're waiting on those who said that they really cared about this bill and really wanted to protect the unborn, and we're just excited to sign it into law. And
right, they've been saying that, Russell. They've been saying that for 40 years in Colorado, for 45 years. But what we have found out is that they say that when there's really nothing that could be done, but when you're on the cusp of victory or of beating the pro-aborts in some major battle, all of a sudden they become obstructionist.
Oh, yeah. We basically dragged the Abolitionist Society of Oklahoma, a group that I'm involved in, we're just interested in abolishing abortion, drag them all down to the Capitol, fill up the gallery there in the House, sit down, get ready to watch them do what they said they're going to do, and then start getting the message, by the way, they're going to table this thing and not talk about it. Most of the people were sitting there going like, well, big surprise. You know, we're there to support it. We're there to see them act. But honestly, this has been the sort of story. When push comes to shove, no action. And it's sending a pretty loud message. Honestly, if you look on our Facebook pages and like look at the Twitters and all this kind of stuff, people are saying stuff like, well, so far we've seen nothing, and gone is my vote from the Republicans in Oklahoma, and it's just not looking good for their whole party, and it's definitely not looking good for the pro-life movement, which is not fulfilling their promises.
Hey, Russ, tell us about the press conference that was held today.
And yesterday, right?
Well, I was not at the press conferences yesterday or today. I hear about them, but to be honest, you know, driving down for another press conference has been one of those things that a lot of the kind of the grassroots people are not as interested in doing because
of the empty promises. Right, because broken promises, and we want to see these legislators. We voted for them in order for them to try to protect unborn children. So if you won't vote pro-life, why should we vote for you? You know, it's getting old. We're getting tired. But what was exciting, at least what I've heard out here, is that the press conference yesterday had about a dozen religious leaders and legislators, there was a call, I think, from Representative Mike Reynolds for the speaker to resign because the speaker is an obstructionist.
Indeed.
And then today's press conference, the numbers grew significantly with representatives of the Southern Baptist and the Catholics and even more legislators and more pastors demanding a vote on personhood.
Yeah, I mean, the basic move here now is all these people who have been promised that something is going to happen are showing up into the Capitol in droves, and it is growing. I don't want to give the impression that because I wasn't there weren't people there. There definitely were people there, and it was great to see both the Baptists and the Catholics showing up and saying, listen, you've got to do something about this, and if you do not do something about it, we're going to do something about it. And what Representative Reynolds is saying, I mean, it's dead serious. You can't make these promises and expect there to be no repercussions. So, you know, I fully support and approve all of those measures, and I'm glad to see that the grassroots are not just going to say, okay, well, we'll wait till next year. No, it's like, you need to act or we're going to be doing stuff next week.
You know, Russ, the thing that's occurred to me is we can't be surprised that there's got to be tremendous pressure from all sides coming down on these leaders. But
sure.
To me, it would be such an honor for Oklahoma to be able to say we are the first state in this country that is willing to uphold and legally protect the God-given right. inalienable right to life of every preborn child as our founders intended. And I think Oklahomans would just feel thrilled that that would be the case.
Oh, I mean, anyone who's wanting to run as a Republican and on a pro-life platform in the future ought to be just, you know, jumping at this. You're right.
Well, yeah, and Russell, here in Colorado, we want to whoop up on you guys down there in Oklahoma. We want to be the first state to stop child killing. But if you
right.
guys beat us, praise God, because
oh,
this
yeah,
competition
indeed.
Is a holy competition designed to protect children from being dismembered by Planned Parenthood. So what an opportunity you have there, and we've been fighting this battle here in Colorado for a long time.
For 45 years, Russ,
right.
can you believe that
right.
we had a 40 Years in the Wilderness commemoration 5 years ago, mm-hmm. tomorrow, in which we had Dr. Alan Keyes and Judy Brown
mm-hmm.
and Mary Rita Erbisch, one of the founders of Colorado Right to Life, speak, and we had a great turnout, and we just felt like we had to say that we were the second state in the nation to sign the legalization of child killing. We thought we were the first, and that the bill was signed April 25th, 1967. But it turned out, actually, Mississippi had legalized abortion for just rape and incest the year before.
Yeah.
But we feel compelled, in a way, to try to be the first state to end
sure.
it, because it's a stain on the beauty of our state that we kill a Pepsi Center full of kids every year in Colorado.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I, you know, it would be great to be like, well, I live in the state and we mobilized and we got it done first. And I think that we do have to have somebody get it done first. And,
yeah.
and frankly, you know, I'd like it to be Oklahoma. And
yeah.
I think that we have a really close, we have an opportunity. I mean, the only thing that can keep abortion from being abolished in Oklahoma right now is pretty much our pro-life legislators. Put quotes around that.
How ironic is that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's unreal. But, you know, whoever gets it done first, yeah, I mean, to God be the glory, it's going to be awesome.
Hey,
it's probably
amen.
We're just going to see a big thing crumble.
Hey, Russell, have you ever seen a DVD we produced out here at our 40th anniversary event? It's called Focus on the Strategy. Have you ever seen that?
I don't believe I have.
Well, if you don't mind, when we're done, we'd love to get your address and FedEx a copy to you. This,
oh, good.
This has helped to build the personhood movement here in Colorado. And, in fact, thousands of these have gone out to pro-life activists all over the country. So,
yeah, we'll watch it. We'll watch it as a group. And our group is actually growing. I mean, down here, even with these kind of setbacks and disillusions, every time, you know, we try to get something else going, there's more people.
All right.
More people who thought that their legislators are going to do it.
So your group, Russell Hunter, your group is the Abolitionist Society?
Yeah, we're just the Abolitionist Society of Oklahoma. We're a local group of people. Essentially, none of us are paid. We're just, we get together and we kind of come up with ways that we can cut down abortion in our local community. Most of us are here in Norman around the University of Oklahoma. We have a bunch in Tulsa and Tahlequah area. Mm. We're kind of this, we're not trying to be big or anything. We're just trying to meet the needs of people. Yeah, we're trying to meet the people right here and cut down the number of abortions that are occurring, but we do want to see the abolition.
All right. Well, and Russell, at American Right to Life's website, there are three articles comparing the pro-life battle to the abolitionist movement in the U.S., and the main one is on William Lloyd Garrison.
Oh, yeah. It's just, love that guy.
Yeah, but what a stunning comparison. So if I could encourage you, in fact, the top article right now at American Right to Life is Daniel Webster, the compromise that ruined
right.
him and his reputation. And then there's an article on Dred Scott. But I just highly
yeah.
recommend those tremendous articles. All right.
Yeah,
so, any last word, Russell?
I was just going to say that you bring up William Lloyd Garrison, and that's perfect because that's Garrison and his position on slavery and just this demand no compromise.
Right.
We're not trying to save some of the babies and we're not trying to, you know, roll it back a little bit. We are trying to abolish it.
Yes.
Amen.
All evil, evil. And
amen, Russell. And you know what? There were a half a dozen compromise alternatives to Garrison's abolition. And all those other ideas, they were the well-funded ideas. That's what the churches supported. That's what the politicians supported. But it was Garrison who was the extremist, who was hated by the church and the government. It was Garrison's vision of abolition that became reality and won the victory. So it'll happen again, Russell Hunter, and this time with you and Leslie Hanks and Keith Mason. God bless you, Russell.
All right, God bless you guys, too.
Thanks, Russ.
Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate that. The Abolitionist Society of Oklahoma, that is very exciting.
I'm thrilled about the term. It's like all of a sudden there's a Abolish Human Abortion website that they've put out some fabulous artwork on Facebook all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's like all of a sudden the word abolitionist is just becoming really respectable and there's
come
a
back.
Renewal.
Right. It's that vision, the vision for victory. And all the things that have happened in the last 5 years. Tomorrow we're going to have to talk more about what's happened in the intervening time because we had the 40 Years in the Wilderness event, and that was a stunning event.
Absolutely.
At the Capitol.
Absolutely.
And that's where Focus on the Strategy 2 was produced.
That's
at
right.
that event.
And I kind of think about that day as like the Titanic started turning in, you know, take a great big huge cruise ship or whatever. You know, the National Right to Life strategy taking us nowhere.
Yeah, let's let National Right to Life be the Titanic.
And all of a sudden, though, the ship started turning in a better direction. And it's so exciting to see everything that's happened since.
A rift opened up in the pro-life movement.
That's right.
With the partial birth abortion ban. And that was said. Colorado Right to Life put out a press release with those words in the title. Then, in April of 2007, a rift has opened up. And sure enough, that rift has become a chasm. And we have now a bona fide personhood movement, an abolition movement.
Absolutely.
So this is exciting. Now, I have here, do you have a copy of the press release put out by Personhood?
I have it on my computer screen.
Personhood USA calls on Governor Fallon to lead the way for the Oklahoma Personhood Act. Leslie, I'd like to go through some of this, if that's all right with you.
That's fine.
Please feel free to. Now, this was put out by Personhood USA through PR Newswire. You use those guys. That means it costs them about $1,000 to put this out to the media nationwide. And I know, Leslie, that hundreds of media outlets have considered this already today. And in fact, I've heard from one of the largest news outlets in the country, they're going to be reporting on this. So Personhood USA is joining the call of the Oklahoma pro-life movement and the state's pro-life legislators to bring Senate Bill 1433, the Personhood Act, to the House floor for an up or down vote before Thursday's deadline. So the deadline now is Thursday. That's good to know. The group is asking Governor Mary Fallon to use her influence to dislodge the bill, request that it be sent to her desk for her signature, and affirm what has been scientifically evident for decades, human life, and therefore the right to life, begins at conception.
Amen. Do we want to give her phone number for people to give her a quick call and tell her to demand or certainly highly encourage them to pass that so she can sign it? Because she says she'd like to sign it.
She's indicated that. And we got to find out if she was telling the truth.
That's right. Well,
so, yeah, let's call the governor. What's the number?
Pencil and paper handy. Governor Mary Fallon's number is 405-521-2342.
All right. And we have that phone number also online at KGOV. KGOV.com if you're driving and you can't write it down. As soon as you get to a phone somewhere, you got to have a cell phone on. Pull over. You're driving, pull over. Write down this phone number. We'll give it out again in a moment. Write down the phone number and call the governor's office. Just ask for Governor Mary Fallon, F-A-L-L-I-N, to use leadership and get this personhood bill to a vote in the House. So the press release continues. Last week, the Oklahoma House leadership, including Republican Speaker of the House, Chris Steele, and under the guise of a unified caucus, now that turned out to be a lie, chose to deny the Personhood Act a vote on the House floor, chose to ignore the House Public Health Committee's past recommendation, and chose to buck the national and state Republican Party platforms, which support and affirm the personhood of every unborn child. So, Leslie, these Republicans, when the personhood movement says you need to do what you pledge to do, they run for cover.
Well, you and I have been at this a long time, Bob, and it's nothing that we haven't seen before in the last 25 years. The Republican establishment doesn't want to end abortion.
Well, that's true. That's absolutely true. A lot of the rank and file do. The power, influence, money, the primary politicians don't.
That's right.
I mean, they'd lose a major reason why people vote for them if abortion was ended.
That's right.
They'd lose one of their primary reasons that hold their base together would be gone.
That's right.
It's like the Democrats and the poor. If you didn't have poor, who's going to vote for a Democrat? All right. So let's continue here. Here's a quote from Keith Mason, president of Personhood USA. Governor Fallon should provide clear and identifiable leadership on this issue and utilize her influence as head of the state Republican Party to bring the legislation to a vote. The time has come for her to demand that the House leadership cease this obstruction. The press release goes on. I'm fascinated by all this. As a United States Congresswoman, Fallon co-sponsored the Right to Life Act. Now, this is typical, Leslie.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney did stuff like this. He opposes a defense of marriage, a bill that actually has a chance of passing. He opposes it. Then, when it's all over, he says, I support this phony bill that has no chance of passage.
Yeah.
So he could say, hey, I voted for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
When he instituted homosexual marriage. So she does, look what she does. As a U.S. Congresswoman, she co-sponsored the Right to Life Act, a bill that would implement equal protection for the right to life of each born and preborn human person by the authority granted to Congress to enforce the Constitution's 14th Amendment. And it goes on to speak of a human being from the moment of fertilization, and that's when you come into existence, and that's when you get your right to life. Well, all that's great, right? So now she has the chance to do something about it.
That's right.
So there's a list here of every major Christian and pro-life Oklahoma organization has lent their support for the measure, including the Catholic Archdiocese of Oklahoma City, the Catholic Diocese of Tulsa, the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, Oklahomans for Life, Personhood Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Eagle Forum.
This is exciting.
Isn't this exciting?
It's exciting. I'd love to see that same kind of cohesion all over the country.
And the Abolition Society.
That's right.
We just got it from Russell Hunter. We need to add him to the list.
Yep.
State representatives are already calling for the removal of Speaker Chris Steele.
Now that could get exciting.
That is very significant, isn't it? And here's a quote from Representative Mike Christian, Republican, Oklahoma City. The next motion would be that we remove the speaker and get rid of this tyranny that we're dealing with in the House of Representatives.
That's the kind of spine I like.
Yeah, that is encouraging, said Representative Mike Christian, Republican, Oklahoma City. Other House members, including Representative Gus Blackwell, are calling for a vote. We're pro-life. We want to vote on this bill. We demand a vote so our constituents can see that what we say, we back up with a green light on this bill. Representative Sally Kern, Republican, Oklahoma City, told Capital Beat, I am pro-life and do not agree with refusing to grant a floor hearing to any pro-life bill that has gained committee approval. So there.
Things are hot in Oklahoma.
Yeah, they are. There's blood in the water.
That's exciting, though.
And I'm glad to hear that the deadline is actually Thursday.
Right.
I had been reporting the deadline is Wednesday. You know, sometimes there are internal deadlines, and they turn out to be not the actual deadline. Well, Thursday now, apparently. So there is still a possibility. There is a groundswell of support and anger in Oklahoma by Christians, pro-lifers, conservatives, Republicans. How dare the Republican leadership obstruct this personhood bill? How dare they?
Well, people can still call Governor Mary Fallon, and the number again, 405-521-2342. and tell her to insist that they vote on it so she can sign the bill to legally protect every baby in the womb.
All right. And could I give out, I want to give out another phone number also, because they have the number that goes to the legislative main switchboard.
Right.
And I think this number goes right to the governor's office. I think maybe both do.
Okay.
But this one is 405-557-7345. 405-557-7345. I know that my wife, Cheryl, used that number, Leslie. She said she talked to a woman who was very polite and said, what is your opinion on the personhood bill? And Cheryl said it has to pass. It has to be brought up for a vote. Vote yes and pass personhood. She said, okay, I'm recording your opinion. And
great.
So it was very easy to do.
Absolutely. Well, I called, and I think I called right after their switchboard closed, but I was able to leave a message with the they have a message hotline, and then they had abortion as a topic, so I just pushed forward and then gave a little lecture.
All right. Yeah, very good. So, Leslie, since the event that you organized 5 years ago at the Capitol, 40 years in the wilderness, there has been a lot that has happened. Do you remember the hospitality suites at the National Right to Life annual conventions?
Those were quite fun and educational.
Yeah. Yes, they were. Taking over the 40th floor of the Hyatt Regency here in Oklahoma City.
Great. Wasn't that Kansas City?
Kansas City. And teaching National Right to Life's state leaders that regulating child killing is the wrong way to go. We need to advocate for the right to life, the personhood of the unborn child.
End it, don't mend it.
In fact, it says that at American Right to Life's article on regulations.
Oh, does it? All
End
right.
End it, don't mend it.
Yeah,
that's your line.
I think so.
End it, don't mend it. So there were the hospitality suites, the launching of American Right to Life, the launching of Personhood USA, pro-life profiles. In fact, Amendment 48 happened because of the personhood movement within Colorado Right to Life's own leadership board. And Amendment 62, and now a million signatures all over the country. Leslie, thank you for being here.
Oh, Bob, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Hey, God bless you guys out there. Hi, this is Bob Enyart of Real Science Friday. Did you know that you can get all of our shows on CDs? Yes, we have Real Science Friday for 2010, 2011. In fact, you could go back to 2006. Just go to our website, realsciencefriday.com, click on the store, or call us, 800-8-ENYART. And have you seen the best creation DVD yet on the workings of the cell? It's called Programming of Life by Dr. Don Johnson. You'll love it.